first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Kasi asked, how many ways can we say things?
Almost everyone has used the expression for Pete's sake once in a while. This morning I wondered, for Pete's sake, why do we say that? Who is this somebody named Pete who reminds me to watch what I say? There's such a fine line between saying something that might hurt someone's feelings instead of keeping my mouth shut. The right word, spoken at the right time, makes everyone feel good. But there are moments when the urge to speak our piece seems irresistible. Is the risk of hurting feelings worth it, or do we swallow our pride and keep still? This morning I spoke up sharply, and a dear friend took offense. Maybe this Pete is the competence to know when to let someone feel good, even if he or she doesn't deserve it 100%. It feels so good to feel good about oneself, and so easy to be hurt. So why not think twice before letting those harsh words slip out? I, for one, have decided from now on to be competent when it comes to someone else's feelings. After all, it really does feel good to feel good, for Pete's sake.
Olga Kasi loved to tell stories to the young and the old. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.